From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. And it's time now for All Tech Considered. This week, tech in the classroom. In many colleges and universities, gone are the days of the iconic blackboard and chalk. In its place, a software program. NPR's Joshua Brockman introduces us to a system that's rewriting how professors teach and interact with their students.
The sound of chalk on a blackboard is something you rarely hear on many campuses these days. That's because more and more professors use technology to distribute course materials, issue grades, and enhance communication with students.
I'll say it again. The line marked MUNNA is testing the null hypothesis.
Philip Wirtz, a professor at the George Washington University, is presenting some complicated material during his statistics class. To help students follow along, he uses a software program called Blackboard to share slides.
It's really just a mechanism for coordinating a lot of the what would otherwise be paper in the course.
But it's not just about saving trees.
It's a one-stop shop where students can come and get absolutely any access to me, any access to the teaching assistants.
Colleges and universities are experimenting with different ways to connect students and teachers. More than 200 institutions, including Stanford and the University of Michigan, are using open-source software created by Sakai or Moodle. These classroom management systems are becoming increasingly popular because they allow schools to adapt the software to meet their needs. Blackboard, however, is the largest commercial player in the higher education market. The company has over 2,000 clients in the U.S. As students pack up their laptops, MBA candidate Brianna Lux says this software is making life easier for busy students because they can listen to classes on demand.
And it's really nice. He has all the lectures posted through. You can access iTunes U. So if ever you're doing your lab homework and what did he say in class? So you can go back, you can access it that way. And it's nice just to have everything in one place.
Eric Klopfer runs the teacher education program at MIT. He says the software can also make the classroom experience more interactive.
That potentially changes fundamentally what's going on inside the university classroom, where instead of listening to the lecture and taking notes, maybe you listen to the lecture from your dorm room, and then you actually use the class time to do other things.
And what would some of those other things be?
They could be hands-on activities, they could be labs, they could be discussions with other students.
Even though Blackboard continues to grow through acquisitions, Klopfer says the company could face competition from Google in the collegiate market. That's if the focus of learning management systems shifts because of demand for more online collaboration.
If that transition happens, a company like Google stands to gain from that because they have a lot of those collaborative tools.
Blackboard CEO Michael Chasen says his company has plans to expand into the elementary and secondary school market. Chasen says there's a lot of growth potential there, but some aggravating downsides too.
Schools are making an active effort to keep the parents more involved by using the Blackboard software. The students have expressed concerns that now their parents know too much. They know all the homework that's due. They know how they're doing in class. And we've somehow interfered with their social lives within the high school.
He's even received his fair share of angry letters and email from students upset about how they were able to continue to do schoolwork despite last month's blizzards. The technology, though, melted the snow days away. Joshua Brockman, NPR News.